This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, Apple has unveiled its new iPad mini, which goes on sale Friday. And Friday just happens to be the day that Microsoft releases its new Windows 8 operating system. Marketplace Tech Report host David Brancaccio has gotten a sneak peek at Windows 8, and he's here with me now in the studio. Good morning, David.
Hello there, Jeremy. I'm dealing you cards from a deck of cards. Okay,
we're
give me your
cards?
Little finger, okay? I'm going to move one of the playing cards around to a different position.
All right.
Jeremy, that's what Windows 8 is like.
Just moving these tiles around.
Yeah, they call them tiles, and that's how you get into your different things, your Microsoft Word, your email. The tiles are live.
Just like on an iPhone or a smartphone, the way that you have your app tiles.
One big difference with Apple, and this is the key difference with Windows 8, which is on an Apple, the operating system used by the iPad and the iPhone is different from the one used on a regular desktop where you use a mouse.
Right.
Different. Microsoft Windows 8, it's all the same. So you can have a seamless integration. And there's some cool new bits of hardware coming out, actual computers, laptops that switch between regular good keyboard, laptop style to do your real work, your writing, and then you flip it or you turn it or you tear off the screen and suddenly it's a tablet that you can poke with your finger.
Now, isn't there a concern that with a big change like this, some Windows users will be turned off and will decide to switch over to a different operating system, perhaps Apple?
I know. The news media loves the story of finding the person who doesn't like change. It's like a meme, right? This is not the Dead Sea Scrolls, Jeremy. This is a computer system, which over time is going to change. It's like that relative I have only buys Mercury Marquis over and over and over. If the auto industry designed for him, you know, where would we be? There is some change, but here's the thing. See these tiles here?
Yeah.
One of the tiles on the new system is marked desktop. You press it and boom, it looks like our standard style Windows with the desktop look that you've come to know and maybe love.
The old way. You can go back
to the old way with a click of the finger.
If you absolutely hate change. Well, David, I mean, I'm sure that Microsoft is going to be worried about businesses and whether businesses, which have been the bread and butter of that company, will adopt this new platform.
Yeah, no businesses like to flock to a new operating system. It's simply an expense. It took businesses forever to adopt Windows XP.
Right.
But over time, they're going to gravitate to this. In fact, there's one very large corporation that's going in.
Which one is that?
Going the whole hog, Microsoft. Steve Ballmer, the CEO, says that all 94,000 Microsoft employees got to use Windows 8, whether they like it or not.
Well, I'm sure it was tough to convince them. Marketplace Tech Report host David Brancaccio, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.